Well, it's not only the UN Secretary General, it's also human rights activists who've been protesting the siege of Gaza. One of them, Darlene Wallach, was amongst those who was captured by Israeli soldiers earlier in the week. And we now hear that Darlene Wallach is on hunger strike in protest at the siege. We're joined now by Donna Wallach, who is her sister. Donna Wallach, your sister has begun a hunger strike. How is she coping, and what's the latest on the others captured by the Israelis?
Well, from what I understand, Darlene, Victor, and Andrew all went on hunger strike when they were informed that the three boats, the fishing boats, were seized by the Israeli occupation force Navy, and they are still captured inside of the Ashdod port. So their hunger strike began, Darlene's began last night, and Andrew and Victor began this morning. And as punishment for their hunger strike, this morning Andrew was put into isolation cell and his cell phone was taken from him. My sister was put into isolation sometime this afternoon after maybe 4 o'clock or so, and her cell phone was taken from her. Vic, who's from Italy, was put into isolation and his cell phone was taken from him. Since he has lots of press coverage from Italy and he has lots of connections with the press there and with different political groups, he decided to come off the hunger strike so that he could be in constant contact. So he is again available by his cell phone. However, Darlene and Andrew are, it's impossible to communicate with them. We are hoping that the attorneys can get in to visit them tomorrow to make sure that they're okay and to be to keep into conversation with them.
The Israelis haven't let in international media into Gaza. There was a protest this week by other broadcasters, BBC, CNN, and others. When it comes to these three individuals, obviously Darlene, a US citizen, I believe, as you said, an Italian and a British. What are their governments doing for them, and have they actually been charged with anything?
What I think, from what I understand, what they have been charged with is that they were fishing in Israeli waters, which is beyond the ridiculous. All of the three fishing trawling boats were 7 miles off the coast of Deir al-Balah, which is clearly inside the internationally recognized territorial waters of Gaza. According to the Oslo Accords, the Gazan fishermen can fish and trawl out to the 20-mile limit legally. So even with international law, fishermen can fish out to 12 miles legally. So this whole ridiculousness that they were fishing in Israeli waters is beyond belief. Especially since Israel claims that they are no longer occupying the Gaza Strip.
Tell us a little bit about your sister and how she came to be involved with this movement, well, really backing UN Security Council resolutions. But tell us about her and how she came to find herself in an Israeli jail.
Well, ever since those of us who arrived on the Free Gaza boats, the first ones that came into the Gaza Strip in August of the 23rd of August of this year, since August, many of us have been going out accompanying the fishing boats, the trawling boats from the Gaza Strip, from Gaza City. Each time we would go out, every time we'd go out, the Israeli Occupation Force Navy, as a constant type of systematic oppression for the Gazan fishermen. They would shoot at the boats on their gunboats, and a new boat was brought in recently, a larger gunboat powered with a high-powered water cannon. And oftentimes the water cannon would be used to blast high-pressured water onto the boats, damaging the boats, and many people have been injured on the fishing boats being sprayed by this high blasting water. Three of the internationals have been injured and some of the fishermen have also been injured. And in the more recent times, they have been using a very dirty kind of water that we don't know what it is. It's very, very smelly and we are strongly suspicious that it's very toxic. We are in the process of getting the water tested here in the Gaza Strip and also in laboratories in Cyprus. And some of the samples might even be taken to Greece for more testing. But the situation for the fishermen in the Gaza Strip is very dire. They are totally limited to a 6-mile limit. The fishermen off of Rafah are even limited to a 4-mile limit. After so many years of fishing within such a short mile radius, the waters are overfished, and the fishermen need to get out to deeper waters to catch more fish and the larger fish. And it is totally illegal that the Israeli occupation force Navy enters the internationally recognized Gazan waters and prohibits the fishermen from fishing.
And of course, we hear that the bread may be running out. Just about Darlene Wallach, I did hear an interview with her from Amy Goodman on Democracy Now! A little earlier. She sounded upset, not at her own plight, but at the situation in Gaza. How do you think she'll cope in an Israeli jail? And what are you and your family thinking about what's going to happen?
Well, my sister, this is the second time that she has been arrested, wrongfully arrested by the Israeli army. Back in 2002, she was in the West Bank in Balata refugee camp, and she was arrested there illegally, and she spent 8 days inside an Israeli prison on hunger strike the entire time. So this is not her first time to be on hunger strike or the first time to be wrongfully arrested by the Israeli soldiers.
Donna Wallach.
She and Andrew and Victor are very strong people. They are here in total solidarity with the people of Palestine, and for sure opposing the Israeli illegal genocidal siege of the Gaza Strip and of the ever-present occupation of the entire Palestine.
Donna Wallach, also from the International Solidarity Movement, sister of Darlene, thank you very much for joining us.